From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Sten Spinello reports in the Berkshire Eagle that expanding broadband and passenger rail service are the top priorities this year for the four state lawmakers who represent Berkshire County. They also mention improving the foster care system and access to nurses and dentists in the Berkshires. State Representatives John Barnett III, William Smitty Pignatelli, and Tricia Farley Bovier, and State Senator Paul Mark represent the county in the state legislature. In addition, Mark wants to create a green, and I quote, bank, end quote, to fund environmentally friendly projects, and Barnett wants to foster a more business-friendly northern Berkshires. The county lost one representative seat in redistricting. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. H. Rose Schneider reports in the Times Union that dangerous wind chills of around minus 30 degrees are forecast this weekend in the area. Frostbite could occur in as little as 10 to 15 minutes in those temperatures, according to experts. The National Weather Service says an Arctic air mass will hit the region February 3rd and February 4th, leading to, and I quote, dangerously low wind chills of minus 25 to minus 50 degrees, end quote. A low of minus 10 degrees is forecast on February 3rd. But Michelle Main, a Weather Service meteorologist in Albany, said wind gusts of 25 to 35 miles an hour will make temperatures feel closer to minus 30 degrees. Main said, and I quote, "It's really the combination of these really cold temperatures behind the cold front and high winds," end quote. Besides frostbite, there's a danger of bursting water pipes and water main breaks this weekend. Main said, and I quote, "If you don't have to be outside, don't be outside," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Porcupine Soup reports that Catskill High School students Lily Gallagher, Mia Goetzman, Molly Oswald, and Madison Mudge will perform on Friday, February 4th at Carnegie Hall in New York City. The four were chosen for the Elite 2023 High School Honors Performance Series. Gallagher, Oswald, and Mudge perform with the treble choir, and Goetzman will perform with the mixed choir. They are members of the Catskill High School Concert Chorus, the Catskill High School Treboliers, and are in the school's drama club. They get to spend 5 days in New York City working with the arts professionals, including the performance. And you can read the full story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.